In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan State Police say a construction worker has died after being hit by a semi around 9:30 p.m. on Friday on I-94 at County Road 653 in Paw Paw. The worker tried to jump from a crane after seeing the westbound semi coming towards the equipment, but was killed. The truck driver was taken to Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash closed I-94 in both directions until a little after 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. No names have yet been released. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office has charged Berrien County Building and Grounds Superintendent Joel Todd Johnson with embezzlement. Prosecutor Steve Perangeli says the 59-year-old Johnson used Berrien County funds to purchase materials and tools for personal home construction and home improvement jobs. The embezzlement allegedly took place from around February through August of this year. The total cost of the items alleged to have been purchased ranged from between $1,000 and $20,000. Johnson was arraigned on a charge of embezzlement by an agent in an amount between $1,000 and $20,000 in Berrien County Trial Court on Friday, and will have a preliminary examination next month. He's facing up to 5 years in prison. As a condition of his bond, Johnson is prohibited from entering Berrien County government property unless it's court-related. Johnson is on unpaid administrative leave while an internal investigation is conducted. A case of eastern equine encephalitis has been found in a mosquito in Berry County. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Lynn Sutphin tells us Triple E is typically spread by mosquitoes and has a human fatality rate of 33%.
Signs of Triple E include a sudden onset of fever, chills, body and joint aches, and then it can develop into severe encephalitis, which can result in headaches, disorientation, tremors, seizures, paralysis. It's also possible that permanent brain damage, coma, and death can occur.
The disease was previously found in a horse this year in Livingston County, but this is the first case found in a mosquito. Sutphin says to avoid Triple E, you need to avoid mosquitoes.
We tend to see cases of Triple E in the southwest area of Michigan, although we have seen it in various parts of the state, so it is not just confined to that area.
Sutphin advises everyone to get rid of excess standing water on their property, wear insect repellent with DEET when outdoors, and wear long pants and sleeves. Berrien County had several cases of Triple E 2 years ago. You can find out more at michigan.gov/emergingdiseases. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.